subcommittee until Senator Smith gets here. Mr. Conkling? And Mr. Van Addy, you come at the same time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Gary Conkling, and I represent the Beaverton School District. The Senate amendment to House Bill 2797 relating to schools has succeeded in underscoring the difficult circumstances school districts find themselves in as part of fast-growing communities. Schools are caught in a crossfire, and this amendment helped highlight the situation we find ourselves in. We believe the ultimate answer for this problem is for a way to finance new school construction and additions that doesn't rely totally on the property tax. But better and earlier planning is also part of the answer. Our amendment has generated a helpful, healthy debate among the parties of interest in land use planning. And as a result, the Land Conservation and Development Department has provided significant assurances that it will support and encourage constructive participation by schools in the land use planning process. With that accomplishment, we agree to withdraw our amendment to House Bill 2797. It was never our purpose to obstruct the passage of this bill, and we want to thank the members of this assembly who have helped create an opportunity to demonstrate the dilemma for schools posed by rapid growth. With that, Mr. Chairman, that's the end of my testimony.
Thank you very much, Mr. Conkling. Okay, any questions?
Who can speak to the amendments on page two?
Okay, I think I'll have Catherine do that, and then they can. Catherine, what do we think? Now, this is what you're referring to?
The 45 days and the deletion on line 11.
Okay, I'll need some help. Fred Van Atta.
Fred Van Atta, on behalf of the Oregon State Home Builders Association, there are, in addition to the amendments withdrawing the school language, there are two additional amendments on occurring on page 2. Page 2, line 4, changing the 30 days to 45 days, that was done at the request of the department, and they were more comfortable with the 45-day language than the 30-day language, and we had no objection to that change. The second change occurs on page 2, line 11, removing the language in the existing statute as defined in the statewide planning goals. When we made the change from key facilities to public facilities, there are multiple definitions of public facilities. We added to the bill on page 1, line 14, a definition of public facilities. And we wanted this statute to be internally consistent and refer to public facilities here rather than public facilities as defined by the commission in their administrative rules, statewide planning goals. So that was a technical correction that we failed to catch at earlier stages of the legislation.
Catherine, that's incorporated in the B-4 amendment.
Yes, it
would
is.
You testified to, plus, and then would you explain us what else these amendments do?
Okay, they change the notice provision. They remove the conflicting amendment, which was caught by legislative counsel, as explained by the witness, and the amendments delete sections 5, 6, and 7. Sections 5, 6, and 7 were formerly House Bill 3301, okay, dealing with schools.
Okay, are there questions by committee?
Well, let me understand. Yeah. Has the department reviewed and signed off on this change on page 2 of line 11?
Is there anyone here from the department?
No, there isn't, but I can ask that when I sat down with department and legislative counsel, the department brought the conflicting definition up to the attention of legislative counsel, and they decided that it probably should be deleted. And the department has seen these amendments.
Mr. Chair. Are the amendments themselves drafted?
Yes, they're on the. Oh, they're on the back.
If I look at the last page, I can find it. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay, then as I understand it, we would need a motion for reconsideration of the vote from the other day when we adopted a conceptual amendment.
Move reconsideration, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Representative Whitty moves reconsideration of the vote by which we adopted the conceptual amendment regarding schools. Is there any discussion by anyone? Okay, is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, then that the motion is is passed. Now a motion for passage.
Move for, do we have to move?
We have to adopt the amendment, excuse me.
Yes, adopt the amendments, the B4 amendments to House Bill, move adoption of the B4 amendments to House Bill 2797B, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Representative Whitty moves the amendments labeled dash B4, dated 6/29/91, would be LC 2983, and the date, correct date is 6/25/91. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Is there any objection to the amendment? Hearing no objection, the amendment is passed.
Move House Bill 2797. Oh. Move that the House concur in the Senate amendment dated June 15th, and the bill be amended.
Keep on going.
As follows and repassed. All right. My don't, and then it's.
That's the right motion.
Catherine says that's the right motion. Okay. I'm sure we understand. Okay, I'll read it. Having had the same under consideration, respectfully reports it back with the recommendation that the House concur in the Senate amendment dated June 15th, and that the bill be amended as followed and repassed, and that's the dash B4 amendments. Any discussion?
Fred Venata, on behalf of the Oregon State Home Builders Association, that the House concur in the Senate amendments. Or that,
right.
And then further, and then adopt the dash B4.
B4 amendments deleted the Senate amendments. Therefore, it's going out in the correct form that the committee has agreed.
We did have the two changes. Catherine, are you satisfied with the amendment? Anybody got any problem with the motion? I think it's clear on the record. Andy, would you call the roll?
Representative Reitmeier?
Aye.
Representative Whitty?
Aye.
Senator Springer?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Parker?
Aye. Passes. It'll be sent to both floors. Carriers. We'll have discussion in the Senate and House. Senate carrier will be.
Doesn't matter.
Senator Smith will do it.
ERICIA.
ERICIA.
Okay, we're adjourned.